You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. Today, a little change of pace. Let's do a little story time. Let's get with a brace of old Wild West tales. I'm talking wild stuff indeed. Let's open up with George A. Frazier, a.k.a. Bud Frazier. Now, he was a lawman. He's lived from about 1864, 1896, U.S. lawman, a Texas sheriff. Bud Frazier had more trouble with his deputy, Jim Miller, than with criminals. See, Frazier, born in 1864, he was the son of a judge. Frazier became a Texas Ranger in 1880. In 1890, he was elected Reeves County Sheriff. He fired Deputy Miller for stealing a pair of mules from a Mexican prisoner whom Miller had already shot to death, allegedly for resisting arrest. Now, Deputy Miller was charged and, though subsequently released, Miller had some ill will which towards Frazier, and that's what surrounded the two men for the following 6 years. All right. Now, Miller opposed Frazier for the office of sheriff, so he ran against him in 1892 and was defeated, but he managed to be appointed the city marshal of Pecos. Now, on April 12, 1894, already all this bad blood between the two guys, Frazier wound up shooting Miller in the right arm in front of the Pecos Hotel. Miller returned the fire, but succeeded only in wounding an innocent bystander. So after Frazier saw that Miller had shot the bystander, Frazier shot Miller again repeatedly in the chest and left him for dead. Now, Miller, however, survived. So that should be enough. They've already run against each other. He's charged the man for stealing the mules. He lost the bid for sheriff, and he shot him and left him for dead. In November 1894, Frazier lost his bid for re-election, so he left Texas to operate a stable in New Mexico. He decides to return, so he goes back to Pecos on December 26, 1894. And to complete his move, Frazier then encountered Miller for the second time, and he shot him in the arm and leg. This time, Frazier was arrested for attempted murder and jailed. But he was acquitted in May 1896. So, since he's acquitted, he decides to complete his move to New Mexico. But on September 14, 1896, he returned to Toya, Texas, to visit his mother and sister, where third time's the charm, once again he encounters Miller. This time, Miller fired first, killing Frazier with a shotgun blast to the face. Thus completes that tale of loses a bid for election, three separate gun battles with the same two guys. Let's move on to our second tale. This is Edward Folsom. We don't know his birth date, but he died in 1882, and we know this for a fact, as that's going to be the cherry on top of this tale. Now, Folsom was an outlaw. Edward Folsom was indeed a hardened criminal, and he's a horse thief who fled to the Indian Territory to escape justice in February 1881. Now, Folsom got into trouble again and again and again, and he got into trouble in a tough saloon near the Arkansas Indian Territory line. Now, in a barroom brawl, Folsom beat William Massengill to death with his pistol butt. At the time, that was called buffaloing. There was, people were pulling their Colts and peacemakers and navies and all sorts of firearms to beat one another, and there were actual certain tactics to be done with it, and it was called buffaloing. And yeah, on Black Box, we will definitely cover that. It's not the same as just smacking a guy with a gun. We know early mob guys, there's pistol whipping, there's actually techniques and tactics of that, and again, we'll cover that down the road. Actually, real deal tactics, but that's not the cherry on top of this tale, not by a long shot. So Folsom beats William Massengill to death with the pistol butt, a.k.a. buffaloed him. Folsom was arrested and convicted and hanged at Fort Smith on June 30th, 1882. But here we go. Folsom being slight of build, as the newspaper put it, the drop did not snap Folsom's neck, and the outlaw's pulse continued for 63 minutes until the doctors pronounced him dead. Now, that is a hard out, my friends. Occasionally, we'll be dropping in with some of these little historical tidbits, little things that catch me along the way in the research for all the things we do for the actual tactical end of it, but some of this stuff is fun. If you dig it, like, share, subscribe, support the podcast, leave us a review, all that noise. Apparently it helps, I'm told by the algorithm gods. Have a good one. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musics.